We have pretty good evidence from metastatic disease that there are modest differences among the chemotherapy regimens and agents that we select. Paclitaxel, certainly given weekly, appears in a general way be as active as any other single agent given for metastatic cancer. Compared to the AC regimen that is widely used in the adjuvant setting, it offers a couple of advantages. For example, it should not cause congestive heart failure. That's a very specific anthracycline toxicity. Secondly, it may not cause the same long-term risk of leukemia and myelodysplastic syndromes that are seen with AC. The incidence for the AC appears to be in the range of 1 in 200 people. So based upon that, we were motivated to ask the question in relatively lower risk patients whether we could essentially get away without the AC by instead substituting single agent paclitaxel. The second component of this study asks a more basic question that for years doctors really sort of thought they knew but actually had never really addressed, and that was whether a few more cycles of chemotherapy is better than a few less. For many years, the CAF and CEF and CMF regimens, for that matter, were 6 cycles or more, and there was some sense that they were better than 4 cycles of AC, although that had not been directly tested. So this study not only compares paclitaxel versus AC, it also compares 4 cycles of therapy versus 6. Now, after this study began, we then got the results of CLGB 9741, which identified the benefits of giving chemotherapy every 2 weeks rather than every 3. And the advantages are sort of obvious and important. The important one being that this study showed an improvement in disease-free and overall survival. The obvious one being that in addition to that, it actually shortens the time that patients are on therapy. And then the subtle result is that in a paradoxical way, in some important ways, the every other week chemotherapy is a bit less toxic than the every third week. So with that result, we then modified 40101 so that it was symmetrical and even with every patient getting simply Q2-week therapy, 4 or 6 cycles, AC or paclitaxel.
Do you utilize either one of these strategies in a non-protocol setting?
AC alone is certainly a popular regimen around the United States, and a lot of clinicians certainly do rely on 4 cycles of AC to this day as a standard therapy. It would not be appropriate right now to use paclitaxel as a single agent in the adjuvant setting unless and until this trial confirms a role for it.
What about the role of Q2-week AC with growth factors in the non-protocol setting?
We don't have data for that question, obviously, but it would be a fairly difficult study to support for several reasons. Q2-week AC is a third less time than Q3, so it's more convenient from a patient point of view. Q2-week therapy lowers, in the first cycle of treatment with AC, the risk of neutropenic fever and hospitalization. So the upside of giving Q3-week therapy is hard to see. That is to say, your therapy takes longer and you have a higher risk of an important complication. So we did a trial like that, and even if they were merely equivalent, one would have, I think, somewhat of a hard time justifying the Q3-week treatment. Beyond that, the Q2-week therapy is advantageous from 9741, and we don't know which component of it being Q2 makes a difference. Frankly, it might be that both components make the difference. So I don't think it's so much of a stretch. There's no way that Q2-week therapy is inferior from an efficacy point of view to Q3.